In a small decaying room, there lies 10 developers who are about to release their first major title. A small studio that has taken the world by storm. Anxieties are high. Some of these developers have sold their house, spent their life savings to see their dream come true. It is only 3 days before release, and their entire game is a lie.
Authority in England is exploring whether this game is responsible for false advertising.
This is the story of one game.
No Man's Sky.
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 And the story of Hello Games, an indie studio that went from universal hate to a generational redemption story that the industry may never see again.
The Game Award goes to No Man's Sky.
Welcome to the Game Jam. Some of you might be wondering, where does an indie studio start? Often in the house of a AAA studio, and for Hello Games, their story starts at EA in 2008. Criterion Studios was bought out by EA, and Sean Murray, who had been working for Criterion for several years, quits his job. He went from making games he loved to being forced to pump out sequels to EA's games instead. When you are in a world of creatives like that of the gaming industry, you don't want to be put on the back burner and told to make a sequel to some game that you don't care about. You want to make your own vision, and that's often easier said than done. Murray left EA behind and pulled in three friends, Grant Duncan, Ryan Doyle, and David Ream, and together, they formed Hello Games. And with their first game, their inspiration came from a very unlikely place.
Our artist, Grant, he had been like cleaning out his parent like attic. He had this box of toys, and we actually took those out and we started playing about with them. And it was this Evel Knievel stunt toy. And we kind of thought, what if we made a game around this person, like this poor guy?
Joe Danger released on June 8th, 2010, and it sold very well, but Murray had to make sacrifices to see this game get released.
I sold my house and just basically went all in and funded what we were doing, which is not something I would recommend.
But the tides of change were coming for Hello Games. While the rest of the studio wanted to capitalize on Joe Danger's success and make a sequel, Murray felt differently.
I was always kind of dreaming of this game since I've been a kid, you know. I heard somebody saying it's like a pitch from a child, basically, which is like, you know, there'll be a universe and you can go everywhere and you can have a ship and you can shoot lasers and, you know, all that kind of thing. It's like the most childish idea for a game in the world.
What Murray was describing was a game that you could do anything. You could be anywhere in the vast universe. This is the origin of No Man's Sky. And it was a dream that Murray wasn't even sure could exist. But for a game of this size, for a game of this magnitude, they needed more funding. While Murray escaped EA to stop making sequels, he begrudgingly accepted the team's decision to make a sequel to Joe Danger.
Joe Danger, the movie!
And while the studio worked on the title, Murray and three other co-workers worked on a secret project in another room. Joe Danger 2 released in September of 2012, and to help with revenue, the company focused on DLC, downloadable content for the game. While working on this secret project, he received a call from an important name in the industry, gaming journalist Jeff Keighley. Murray invited Keighley to see the earliest prototype of Project Skyscraper, the secret codename for No Man's Sky. Keighley saw the prototype before the rest of the studio did. Keighley told Murray that this needed to be seen by the world, and at the VGX Awards in 2013, No Man's Sky was officially announced.
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
Sure, Murray.
No Man's Sky.
Nobody's been as enterprising as No Man's Sky.
To call it hype would be an understatement. This game was the only thing people talked about for nearly 3 years. Somehow, Hello Games, an indie studio, created an engine that could create 18 quintillion planets, 255 galaxies, with every planet being able to be explored all the way to the core. But while the hype was building, there was a question no one asked. Was this game even possible? The game was given a release date of August 2016. They eventually struck a deal with Sony, developer of the PlayStation, that Sony would get early exclusivity rights, and in return, No Man's Sky would be treated as a first-party title with almost unlimited funding. It seemed like the stars were aligning for Hello Games. Then came Christmas 2013.
Britain is now seeing its worst winter rainfall.
Towns along the River Thames west of London are awash.
Christmas Eve, I got like a text and then a call saying like, The office is starting to flood, this kind of...
There was a miracle in the flooding, though. Their most recent work was backed up. They eventually moved into a new office, and they continued to work. Every day, a different article, a different video. Sony was sending Murray across the world. He would show up on CNN and Stephen Colbert. But as the deadline approaches, as August 2016 comes, you have to ask a question. How big is this game exactly? The selling point was 18 quintillion worlds, hundreds of galaxies, but how do you manage an expectation for a game that everyone thinks you can do anything in? A small indie studio has the entire world sitting and staring, waiting to see this one game. And as the first copies of the game are released on August 9th, 2016, it is nothing like promised. Bugs are everywhere, but there's this massive galaxy and it's boring. The gameplay loop is non-existent. It was missing half the features it was advertised. And let's be honest, no game can do everything. And when No Man's Sky was being advertised with that tagline, it was doomed to fail from the start. Hello Games failed to deliver their promises. You couldn't make a base. Planets were not diverse. There was no farming. The game wasn't even multiplayer. This is just a small chunk of the things that were promised, but the signs were there from the start that this game was not going to live up to the hype. In 2014, Game Informer hosted an interview with Murray asking basic questions about the game.
Will there be NPC characters?
No.
Can I build shelters?
No.
Can I plant a flag on a planet?
Sort of.
Can you ride a dinosaur?
No, you can't.
Can you build a space station?
No.
Can you have more than one spaceship?
No.
In this interview, you'll notice that Murray is just giving yes and no answers, which, considering what we know today, this probably was Murray trying to downplay the game as early as 2014. Considering that Sony was upselling it and trying to make it the biggest title of a generation, it makes sense that the actual developer, Murray, really wanted to downplay the game because he knew that they were still only an indie studio. But what would you do if the entire world was calling you a scam? How about when people send in death threats against you and your family? How about when someone fakes a bomb threat on your office? This is just some of the horrible things that happened to Hello Games. And Hello Games was silent in their response. They weren't responding to anything or anyone. People went by and saw their offices empty. Where did they go? Was it all a cash grab and run? After the release of No Man's Sky and all the backlash, Murray told the team that they were going radio silent, and they were going to fix this game. Of course, we the gamers didn't know this. No one knew this. They didn't say anything until November, where they broke silence about the state of the game. And they dropped their first major update for the game, the Foundations update, which added base building, farming, and ship customization, three features that people assumed was going to be there at launch. But one update is not enough to convince the minds of the community, but it was the start of countless updates to come. And throughout 2017, multiplayer, ship classes, world diversity, animal evolution, ocean diversity, and brand new ocean biomes came. By 2018, entire armadas fought in space and you could join space battles. And by 2019, Hello Games had released 8 free updates that completely renovated the game from top to bottom. They weren't earning money from this update, no, they were trying to fix a problem. A problem they caused. And when the pandemic came in 2020, Hello Games thrived, and in that year alone, they released 6 major updates for the game that fulfilled every promise made and even more. No Man's Sky started off hated, and people saw it as a cash grab. And 4 years later, the game was still getting updates. The community's perception started to change, and instead of wishing ill will on Sean Murray and terrible things, people started to thank him for his persistence in seeing this game evolve. In December 2020 at the Game Awards, No Man's Sky was nominated and won Best Ongoing Game after 4 years of progress.
The Game Award goes to No Man's Sky.
And in this time, not a single update has cost any money. And as of 2025, the game is nearly 10 times its original size. And as of today, October 23rd, 2025, they released their 37th free update for the game. In a time where game companies want to charge you $80 for a single game, where indie studios are trampled and thrown under, where these big AAA studios want to use AI generation over actual talent, it's a rarity to see a company like Hello Games, which has become a full-blown studio now, still want to provide an experience that benefits its customers. Hello Games could have given up and walked away with the money. They could have just moved on to a different game. Instead, they listened to their critics and let them build themselves back better. In this industry, we will probably never see the story again. There's been countless indie titles that have suffered a similar fate, like The Day Before. If you, the consumer, aren't happy with the game you purchased, you need to voice that opinion, because it's the only way these studios will make changes. Hello Games might be a diamond in the rough nowadays, but they only became a diamond because they heard the feedback you gave them. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope that you enjoyed this week's topic. And please, come back next week as we dive back into the game jam.